Good morning. This is Pastor Hank. I want to welcome you to Central Christian Center. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Honored first-time attenders and cherished members, we are so glad that you're here. Whatever you need, I believe God's already provided it for you, and it's our desire today to help you receive from Him. Let's just enjoy the presence of God and receive what God has for us today. Oh, let's get started. I'll read you a verse here. Jesus said in Mark 9, He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. We're talking a little bit about faith. Been talking about it for a few weeks, and Philippians 4, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. Let me just stop for a minute. We don't have nothing else to do for a few minutes, do we? Just think about it. Do you realize the power in those two, the possibility in those two verses? The power in those verses, he says, if you can believe, anything's possible to you. He says, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The power of that, the possibilities there. You know, I've learned that faith is as much an attitude as it is anything else. Huh? You're going to get up every morning, and you know, you can either face life with anticipation, confidently expecting something good to happen, or you can face it with all the problems and all the trials and all the things. But you know what? I've learned that my attitude makes a big difference in what happens in my life. It's like kind of like positive energy causes something positive to happen. Faith is positive energy. Faith is something that's exciting. Jesus said in Mark 11, he said, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he'll have whatever he says. Everybody say that, whatever I say. Everybody didn't say it, whatever I say. Hi, see you, good to see you. Whatever I say, do you know that's pretty much happening in your life right now? You're having whatever you say.
I just don't believe that. Nothing good ever happened to me.
I know you're having what you say. Huh? Because you believe it in your heart. I love Mark. Then in 24 he says, next verse he says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Think about the possibilities for a little while. Now, some of you came in here today thinking about the problems that you have, thinking about the difficulties that you have, thinking about the things that are holding you back. But you realize that we have a tool we can use that can change everything in our life, can change everything about our life. We have a tool that God's given us, and that tool is called faith. And we can produce anything we think we're big enough to produce.
Well, my faith isn't doing nothing for me.
I know it's doing what you say. It's accomplishing what you say. Luke 11, Jesus said, I say to you, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be opened to you. It goes on to say, if those of us being natural or fleshly or human, if we know how to give good gifts to our kids, how much more does our Heavenly Father know how to give good things to us? in that verse, he says, give us the Holy, how much more will he give us the Holy Spirit? Another verse, it says, will he give us good things? Can I tell you, they're the same? The Holy Spirit's a good thing. He's good. Now, I'm going to stay here till 2 o'clock if I have to, but y'all going to smile before I get done. He's a good thing. The Holy Spirit is our access to everything the Father has. He's not willing that he holds anything back from us. As your faith is, so be it. John 14, he says, if you ask in my name, anything in my name, I'll do it. I'll do it. 15 verse 7, he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. My goodness. The possibilities. The possibilities. We seem to just face life like we're held back, we need to start realizing what God did for us and what he's doing for us and what he's made possible for us. You know, I got a friend that has a shop, and he probably doesn't have every tool in the world in that shop, but it sure seems like he does. And he goes in there. He can do anything he wants to do. He can make anything he wants to make. He's got the tools to do it with. That's what I want us to start to realize with God. We get saved. We get saved by faith. We receive it by faith. And we're ready for heaven. How many's ready for heaven? See Clay back there. He spoke over at the Water Gardens this morning. I heard you did good, man. Good. How many's ready for heaven? How many's not ready? Oh, you thought I was meaning you want to take a trip today. No, I wasn't wanting to take a trip today. But okay, if you're not ready, say, Jesus, come into my heart right now. I give you my life. Save me. I receive your price. Forgive me of my sins. I want to live for you. Thank you for saving me. That's how simple it is. I know there's people that want you to have all kinds of hoops you need to jump through, but I'm sorry. The Bible says if you will believe with your heart and confess with your mouth, the Bible says whoever will believe on the name of the Lord will be saved. The Bible says he sent his son, Jesus, so that any of us who would believe would be saved. So if you're not saved, get saved. My goodness. But after you get saved, what do we do then? Well, let's just sit around and wait for heaven. No, what I want us to begin to see is he's given us the means. He's given us the tools. He's given us the things that pertain to life. To life and godliness. Yes, we're going to go to heaven and be with him forever, but we have to live life until we go. And he's given us the tools to produce whatever you think you're big enough to produce. He's given us faith. So work it. Work it. Make it work. Well, I've tried that faith stuff and it just doesn't work. Well, I'm sorry, faith works. You didn't work, but faith works. Yeah. He didn't say it worked all the time in 15 seconds or 30 minutes, but he said it works. And you got to make up your mind. He either told us the truth or he didn't tell us the truth. We got to decide. Well, what's the definition of faith? Y'all are so excited today. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now faith is the assurance. It's the title deed. It's the guarantee. It's the reality of the things that I'm confidently expecting. And they're the evidence, or it's the proof. It's the something that's been tried and tested. It's conviction of those things that I before I see them. So my faith is my assurance. It's my guarantee of those things that I'm confidently expecting. And it's the evidence, or it's the proof, it's the assurance that I have those things before I see them. Why? Because I know God said it. Faith simply is believing God can't lie. If He said it, that's the truth. He said it's impossible to please Him without faith. It's impossible to please Him without total belief in His faithfulness, His willingness. It's impossible to please Him because when we come to Him, we must come to Him, we must approach Him, and we must believe that He really is, and that He will do what He says He'll do, and He is who He says He is. And He's a rewarder. He's a paymaster. He'll pay us, those of us who diligently seek Him. Those of us who search Him out, seek Him out. Those of us who investigate the things of God. Those of us who crave Him. Those of us who demand Him. You know, this isn't just some little plaything we're involved in. Man, this is supposed to be the kingdom of God. We're supposed to be participants in this. Actively engaged in this. A lot of Christians would just be better off if you'd just go on to heaven. Huh? I mean, a lot of Christians, none of you, but a lot of Christians are just in the way. They just want to tell us what we can't have, tell us what we can't do, tell us all that stuff. God says, all things are possible to you, Hank. Just cut you off a chunk and let's see what you can do with it. Huh? We make it so hard. We just make it so difficult. Faith's not a hard thing. Faith's an easy thing. That's what I'm trying to do, just talking about it for a few weeks here. Because you know, we've got all these ideas about faith. And how many ever felt like you didn't have enough faith? How many ever felt like you wished you had some more faith? And boy, if I just had enough faith. Let's just talk about that for a second. Romans 12:3 says, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith." Huh? He's given each one of us a measure of faith. Can I tell you something? You know, whatever it is that God's called you to do, whatever it is that He's purposed for you to do, you got enough faith to do it. I love the way Paul says that here. He says, if any of you don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. The impression that I get here is that these folks were out using their faith, and it was producing so much stuff that they were getting the big head. I mean, they were doing stuff. They were raising people from the dead. They were laying hands on the sick and they were recovering. They were signs. They were casting out devils. They were producing stuff with their faith. And it was so good and so exciting that they just got to thinking they were doing something. And Paul's saying, hey, don't get the big head. Remember, it's God who gave you a measure of faith. Boy, wouldn't that be a change? If all of us would use our faith, and we'd be using it so much and producing so much stuff in our life that we'd have to just stay on guard to make sure we didn't think it was us doing it. Huh? Well, just wake up for a couple minutes here. I'll let you go. I'll let you go early and you can go to sleep after a while, okay? My goodness. I want to be doing so much stuff that I just have to stay on guard all the time. Say, whoop, whoop, now, yeah. And I'm noticing that starting to happen. Huh? Because I'm believing it. Because I just believe it's the truth. I believe God said I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I believe He said. I believe He said I can live by faith. I believe He said all things are possible to me. And I'm starting to think that way. And as I start to think that way, I start to work my faith. And the more I work my faith, the stronger it gets. And I'm having to go, oh boy, that was pretty good. God, oh, thank you, Father. That was you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you. Thank you, God. Another thing we think, well, I got some, but I just got a little bit. We use a verse, where is it? Let me read you a couple verses. Matthew 17 says, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, as a mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible to you. In Luke chapter 17, the disciples come to him and they said the same thing that we say. They said, you know, I need more faith. They said, Lord, increase our faith. And he said, if you had faith even as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted, and it would be uprooted and tossed into the sea, and it would obey you. Now, this is what we interpret from that. We say, well, I've just got mustard seed faith. That isn't what he said. He said he's given you a measure. Let me tell you something. If he's given you a measure of faith, and that measure of faith was enough faith to save you, to pluck you out of hell, to yank you out of the devil's hands and make you go to heaven and live forever, if that measure of faith, it's not a mustard seed. I'm sorry. And if it's big enough to do that, it's big enough to do anything else that's challenging you in your life. No, he didn't say that. He said, what I hear him say here is, Hank, if you just had faith as big as a mustard seed, you could accomplish all this. That's how powerful faith is. He's not telling you how little your faith is. He's trying to express to us how powerful faith is. Just a little bit of it will spark the whole universe, man. Just a little bit of it will bring all this earth and everything into existence. Oh, God, I sure do need some more money. Could you please give me work your faith. Oh, Father, I'm just feeling so bad. Use your faith. Work it. See, you got to believe it. See, you got to believe it. Now, when I'm talking about working, I'm not talking about straining and laboring. And the example I get. Anybody here ever have a headache? I'm careful talking about headaches because I talked about how I don't have them anymore a couple weeks ago, and I had two or three days where I just had to use my faith and get rid of one, you know. But it left. But you ever have a headache and you're trying to believe God and you're going, oh, I'm believing God, I'm believing God, and you get so tensed up and you're believing God. That's what's giving you the headache to start with. Faith is peace and rest. Rest in Him. Rest in that thing. Huh? Rest in it. Father, I'm healed. Devil, you go ahead and do whatever you want. I'm healed, man. And besides that, the worst you could do is kill me and I'll be with God forever. So, you know, just take your best shot. Huh? I'm scared of what the devil will do. I'm scared of this. Man, work your faith. Work your faith. Where do I want to go with this? You have faith. God's given it to you. It's a gift. And that faith will produce things in your life. What is faith? And what faith is me being confidently assured that this word is God's word and it does what it says it'll do. Do you understand it's based on this word? My faith isn't based on my abilities. It isn't based on what I know or don't know. My faith is based on this word of God. Well, let me just read you. He says, my thoughts aren't your thoughts. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Thank God for that. Huh? You know, God's not saying there, let's just fill this in for a little bit. I got a lot of notes, but I don't want to use them. So we get the idea that God said, I am higher than you. I am. No, He's saying, man, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My thoughts are better than your thoughts. He's not, what I hear Him saying to me is, I think more about you than you do. I think higher about you than you do. I think more good about you than you do. Yes, He's higher than us. Yes, He's the All Majesty. Yes, He's man, He's it. He's the supreme power. He's the ruler of the universe. He's my God. And I depend on Him. But it doesn't do me any good if I don't realize how much He loves me. He says, Hank, every time I get to feel sorry for myself or I'm going to get grumbly or, you know, you don't ever see that hardly. Pam does, but you guys don't. And I was in the store the other day and I almost messed up because, you know, I'm thinking about something. And you know, when I think I can be thinking about good stuff and get a wrinkle in my forehead, you know, some of you that way. And I was thinking good stuff, and I was thinking, oh, isn't God wonderful? My forehead is starting to wrinkle a little bit, and I'm checking out, and this lady goes, Pastor Hank. I said, hi. And she reminded me, see, that I was a pastor. And I said, hi. And she said, I watch you every Sunday night. And I said, you're the one. Bless you, you know. And then she says, you're just always so full of joy. And I thought, I better get some joy on here, man. I better get my joy going, you know. Sometimes it's hard to remember that, but man, I'm telling you, God says, well, I get down or I start to get down, and God says, hey, get up, brace yourself off, straighten up. Don't you know how much I love you? Yeah, but I look this way, but my hair's this way. But I'm not looking at that. I'm looking at you. And I love you. Man, you got to just start being happy with you just like you are. We're all trying to change to be something we're not. If we're fat, we're trying to be skinny. If we're skinny, we're trying to be fat. If we're gray, we're trying to color it darker. If we're some of us don't. But now, you know, if we're bald, we're trying to put some hair on. If we're, you know, I mean, but God loves you just like you are. And that's where faith starts. You got to like yourself, and you got to believe God loves you, and you got to believe He thinks good things about you and high things about you. Man, you got to believe that. I believe my God's working for me. Even when I don't see it, even when I don't feel it, even when I don't smell it or taste it, my God's working for me. Something good's about to happen. If you'll learn to like yourself just like you are, then something will begin to change. See, because change comes from the inside out. Losing weight? Gosh, I bet I've lost 18,000 pounds in my life. But when you start liking yourself, you start feeling good about yourself, then it's easy for things to start changing. Do you like yourself just like you are? If you don't, you won't like yourself when you get like you're wanting, trying to get to. That makes sense? No? A little bit? Okay. But he says, my thoughts are higher than yours. Hank, I think more about you than you do. I think higher of you than you do. I've made you a little lower than the angel. You're the apple of my eye. Get that smirk off your face. Quit that whining. I love you. You belong to me. But then he goes on here and he says, just like the rain comes down and the snow and it waters the stuff and plants grow and just like that, he says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. That word void means to be empty or without fruit. But it shall accomplish what I please. It shall prosper in the things that I've sent it to do. Now think about that. We've been given faith. He gave it to us. We didn't have to do nothing to get it. It's there. And he says, my word, it's produced. How does faith come? How do we build our faith? Hebrews 10:17 says it comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word. So I have to believe then that my faith is not in my ability. My faith is in Him. My faith is in what He says. I believe that what He says will come to pass. He says by the stripes that Jesus took, by that beating. I don't think of the stripes anymore. I think of the beating He took. The beating He took for my healing. Then I go, devil, you go ahead and mess with that. You go ahead and handle that. But I believe that by His stripes I am healed. God said it. I believe it. I believe that He said He wants me to be the head and not the tail. I believe it. What I want us to see is God's given us everything we need. He says, now go out. What did He tell Adam? He said, go out and subdue it. Go out and take care of it. Go out and replenish the earth. Go out and do something with your faith. I believe that's what He's telling us. Go out and do something. Go out and do something with it. Say, well, Hank, I don't know about all this prosperity and stuff. Well, don't worry about it. If you don't believe in it, you won't have it, but don't worry about it. But why don't you go out and do something? Why don't you go out and raise somebody from the dead? Or why don't you go out and lay hands on somebody and get them healed? Or why don't you go out and do some good for somebody? That's pretty prosperous. If I leave you and you're feeling better and you're doing better than you were when I came up on you, that's prosperous. See, work your faith. Make it do something. God's already says it'll do what I sent it to do. Just like that plant grows. I got some elephant ears growing, man, and they're about this high already. They're about this high already. I'm sending pictures to folks that haven't got theirs planted yet. I'll send you some. But they're growing. We went to Branson for 2 days, and they were like this. And we came back, and they were like this. And I said, "Woo, they're growing." That's what our faith does. That's what God's Word does. When we plant it in our heart, it grows. It grows stuff. What does it grow? Well, I don't know. What did he say it'd grow? Where am I at here? He said, what'll it grow? He says, whatever you say. What'll it grow? Well, whatever things you ask. What'll my faith grow? Well, whatever you ask, whatever you seek, every door you knock on will be opened. What will my faith grow? What will the Word of God grow? It'll grow anything I ask for in Jesus' name. So my joy will be full. Huh? What'll it grow? It'll grow whatever I desire. What'll it grow? It'll grow not only whatever I say, not only whatever I ask, not only whatever I desire, but Ephesians, Paul tells us, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Once you start imagining some stuff, once you start thinking some stuff, man, I believe for prosperity. I believe for more than enough and not less than enough. And what does Keith Moore say? He says you got the land of not enough, and you got the land of just enough, and then you got the land of more than enough. Just pick which land you want to live in. But you know what I'd like? I'd just like to be a mighty person of God. I'd just like to be full of His anointing and power. I'd just like to lay hands on sick folks and they recover. I'd just like to walk into places and people want to get saved. I'd just like to, man, if they're dead, just raise them from the dead. I'd just like to be full of power just like Jesus was. That's what He told us to do when He left. He said, I'm going. He said, if you believe in me, you won't just be able to do what I did. You'll be able to do greater things than these. Because I'm sending the one back that's going to get it done. His name is Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. The Word will produce it. Now, do I believe that? Am I confidently expecting that? You're going to get what you're expecting. So I just believe. Man, I'm starting to get up every day, Kenny, and I'm just going to go, wow, what is going to happen today? I serve the God of this universe, Eugene. I mean, He's sitting on the throne of God, and He says, Hank, what do you want to do today? Well, let's go heal some blind eyes. Let's go raise some dead. Let's go lay hands on some sick folks and get them recovered. Let's go do some mighty works. Well, and you don't just wake up one day and it happens that way. You start working your faith. You start reading the Word. It's not working because you did it right. It's working because God said it. Huh? You know how much stuff that God did anyway when I did it wrong? You don't have to get all your T's crossed and all your I's dotted. He'll love you anyway. He'll do it anyway because He desires to do it. He wants to shine His glory through you. Huh? See, I've gone so far off script here that I don't even know how to get back on, so I'm not even going to try. But working it, what am I working? He said, it'll do, Hank, my Word will do what I send it to do. It won't come back to me void. How does it come back to Him? We speak it back to Him. We believe it in our heart. And out of the abundance of our heart flows, comes. See, we've learned to substitute
head faith for heart faith. He's not just saying get a good ID. He's saying get it in your heart. And it'll, let me read you something here. Proverbs. He says, my son, how many of you are his son or daughter? Is that all? Okay, everybody here say, Jesus, I want to be saved. How many here, his son? You got to wake up to get this, man. You can't just, you know, we just want to lay on the couch and eat potato chips, Steve, and hope that the Holy Spirit will come by and zap us with some power or something, you know. But you got to get up off your sofa and start doing something. He said, I'll bless everything your hand touches. We'll get that sucker to touching something. I'll bless everything your hand touches. Okay. That's what we're doing. Oh, Lord, I wish you'd give me some money. Oh, Lord, I've asked you to heal me. Oh, Lord, I thought I was called to the ministry. That's not faith. Faith is when I say something that you need, that you're going like that and you're grabbing for it. I want it. I receive it. That doesn't happen by accident because the physical body doesn't want to respond to God that way. Huh? We'd rather just rub the lamp and hope it turns out okay. And, oh, you know, God's God. And whatever will be, que sera, sera. Huh? You know, it's just gonna, you know. It says, my son, what was I doing here? It says, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those that find them. They are health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth. We might as well read the rest of this. Perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and let your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Don't turn from them to the right or to the left. You understand what he's saying here? He's saying, this word will establish you. This word of God will establish you. It's not going to establish you because you heard a good sermon. That'll help. It's not going to establish you because you read 3 chapters yesterday. That'll help. It's going to establish you whenever you say, God, this word is more important to me than the breath I breathe. I'm diligently seeking you. I'm going after you with all my heart. He says, just ask. It'll be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be open. I'm coming after you. He says, I'm knocking at the heart of your door, the door of your heart, Hank. Let me come in. I want you to see here. He's saying, put this in you. See, we're trying to produce faith. We're trying to produce the things we need. We're trying to deserve them. We're trying to earn them. Can I tell you something? Faith only works one way, by grace. It only works one way, by it's the gift of God. This word. What did he tell Joshua? He said, Joshua, meditate in it day and night. Meditate in it day and night. I got to hurry here. I was going to quit early. I quit.
Meditate in it day and night. And you'll make your way prosperous. Meditate in it day and night, and you'll have good success. What's he saying? He's saying this word will produce something in you. See, the fruits of righteousness, the fruits of life, the fruits of faith, the fruits, you can't produce fruit. It has to grow. And what he's saying here is, Hank, if you put this word in you, and just keep putting this word in. See, we're trying to get faith. We're trying to produce stuff. We're trying to do stuff. He just said, get this word in you. Just put it in your heart. Just put it in there and put it in there and put it in there. Quit worrying about everything else. Just put it in there. See, I'm trying to show you that it's not hard. Faith, living by faith, is not hard. Just do it. You know, if you got a dirty glass and you want that glass clean, you can just turn the clean water on it and let that clean water run in that glass, and after a while, that glass is clean. See, what I'm saying is the word will work. It'll do what it's sent to do, God said. It'll produce what it's sent to produce. Let me read you one more portion of scripture here before I can find it. We said that about, where was that? Matthew 17. You remember the story? We used the verse a while ago. You remember the story of the Jesus that come down off the Mount of Figuration, and they come off the mountain, and this dad's standing there with his son, and the disciples been trying to cast a demon out of him, and you remember the story? And they said, "Man, the disciples they haven't been able to. Will you help me? Let me see, find this here." I want to read it out of Mark 9. It says they came down he asked the Father. He said, "How long?" Now I want you to see, Jesus comes down. The guy says, "My son's got a demon. He's been having this problem, and your disciples can't set him free." And Jesus looks at him and says, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he says, "From childhood." I want you to see the personalized of Jesus, because the other thing just says he said, and you don't have any faith and all that. But he says, "How long has it been happening?" He said, "From childhood." He goes on and he says, he throws himself into the fire and the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said this to him. He said, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Okay, this is the part I like. It says, immediately the Father said, he cried out with tears, and he said, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Do you understand? It wasn't that he didn't have faith because they couldn't get it done. He had faith. He said, "Father, Lord, I have faith." Now, I happen to think there was more of the conversation here than recorded, because he said, "Help my unbelief." And I can just see Jesus sitting down saying, "Well, now, do you believe that I can take care of this? Do you believe that I can set your son free? Do you believe if I speak the word of God that something will happen in his life?" And the Father's crying, and I can see him say, "Yes, yes, I believe, yes, I believe." And he cast him out. But notice, it wasn't that the guy didn't have any faith. It was unbelief that was stopping his faith from working. Now get that. Because unbelief... We are surrounded, we are bombarded with unbelief everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. I'm going to end this. I want to go to Mark 16. But I want you to see, it was the unbelief that nullified the faith. In Mark 16.
Wish I'd have thought about this earlier. I'd have been a little smoother here, but Jesus is getting ready to leave, and he said, "Go into the world and preach. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them." Now, that word drink means to, if I can remember here, it means to take something into your soul that refreshes and uplifts and encourages. To take something into your mind, your soulish realm, that's refreshing. But what does he say here? He says, you won't drink any deadly thing. So what would the deadly things be? That would be everything else that comes in to pull you down, to discourage you, to get you to doubt, to get you in that different frame of mind. Does that make any sense to you? But he says, nothing that comes in will hurt you. But this is what I didn't see till this morning. Why won't it hurt you? Because you've been hearing the gospel preached. You've been hearing the word. He said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go in and preach the word of God to every creature. Go in and preach the word of the good news. Go in and preach it to everybody. And those that are hearing it, those that believe, those that are hearing it, then they'll be all this thing, they'll be saved. But one of the things it says is you'll hear the word and all this negative stuff won't harm you. Do you see here it takes some effort on our part? Some effort on our part? You know, I can't sit and listen to Fox News or CNN for 10 hours and go read the word for 10 minutes and expect it not to hurt me. Are you with me? See, man, this is a battle, folks. We're getting devoured. We're getting devoured because we're not working our faith. We're getting wiped out. Because we don't know we can use our faith. Most of us don't even know we have any faith. But what's he saying? He says, that word will do something in you. So you know what I started doing a while back? I just started reading the word. I just started reading. When I got all these things and I'm trying to figure out all these things, I'm trying to say, I just go read the word. And I'm almost all the way through the Bible already this year. I just start reading the Word. So what do you read? Well, I just start reading the Word. I just start talking to God. Because if I get enough of it in my heart, it'll start coming out of my heart. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. So listen to what your mouth's speaking. Are you worried about what Trump's doing? Are you worried about what the economy's doing? Are you worried about if North Korea's going to do this? Are you worried about if you're going to have enough? Are you worried about if the tax cut's going to help you? Are you worried about what's coming out of your mouth? Because when the word gets in there and it starts producing, what comes out of your mouth will be God. It'll be His word. And it'll produce in your life what it's sent to do. Does that make sense? But we kind of jumped around today, I think. I feel like anyway. But I want you to see it. Just put it in there. Just that old dirty glass will get clean. Pretty soon you won't have nothing but clean water in your glass. Huh? Well, I just don't know how to do it. I just don't know what to do. Just get some word in there. Start listening to some faith teachers. Man, don't listen to somebody that's telling you it ain't going to happen. Don't listen to somebody that's got an Old Testament spin on stuff and everything's guilt and shame and putting you down and scaring you. No, faith is peace. New covenant is peace. I have a relationship with my Father. It's joy, peace, righteousness. He loves me. Now, when I start thinking that, it makes me act different. Huh? You ever try to change some behavior? It's hard to change behavior. But just start getting the word in there, and you'll find that you don't want to do that anymore. That doesn't look quite as good as it used to look. I don't want to do that anymore. You always aim towards love. You start getting that word in there, you always aim towards righteousness. Well, I butchered this. I probably could do this one again next week. Might not, but I want you to see that your faith is something you work. It's something you use. It's a tool that God's given you to overcome in life. It's a tool that God's given you to change your situation. Because if you can believe in your heart, as a person believes in their heart, that's the way they'll be. If you can just start seeing the goodness of God, if you can just start seeing the blessing of God, if you can just start seeing, man, He loves me. If you can just start seeing, He's not against me. He's not ready to knock my head off. He loves me. He gave Jesus for me and knocked Jesus' head off. He punished Jesus for me so I wouldn't have to be punished. Well, I'm not gonna take that lightly, are you? I'm not gonna just throw that out there and act like it's nothing. No, that's too valuable to me. Well, don't know how to do this. Chop it off. Everybody stand. Everybody stand. God's word will do what He said it will do, and it'll do it for you. Make up your mind. You're going to believe it. You're going to believe that He can't lie, and then just quit worrying about when it manifests. Just make your mind up and go, man, I'm healed. I'm blessed. Whatever your situation, my marriage is fixed. In Jesus' name, and just start moving that direction, and pretty soon you'll look around and you won't even remember when, you won't even know when it manifested itself in your life, because you were already convinced. You were already convinced that you had it. You were confidently expecting it. Well, I hope I've made some sense. Everybody here, say, Jesus, come into my heart. I want to be saved. Save me right now. I want to live for You. I need Your help. And if you weren't saved and you prayed that prayer, I'd like for you to come down here as soon as I dismiss. I'd like to give you some stuff. Steve and some of us would like to pray with you. But we want you to know for sure you're saved before you leave here. Maybe you need to come down and be anointed with oil. You know, I believe that if we call for the elders of the church and they anoint us with oil, I believe the prayer of faith will save the sick. I believe it because He said it. I believe that whatever it is that's bothering you, whatever it is that's challenging you, you can come down and believe on this word, and where two will agree, it'll be done for you. Because I believe it. I believe it. So if you need to come for anything, if you maybe you just got saved, or maybe you want to get saved, come down. I want to give you some little information to help get you on your way anyway. But the rest of you, if you're saved, just decide, man, I'm going to start using this faith. Just say, God, I don't know how. I don't even know what I just heard, but help me understand what I just heard. You lead me and guide me, Holy Spirit. I don't know how to start working my faith, but I'm deciding right now I'm going to. My faith can produce the things in my life that I need and that are challenging me. Well, bless them, Father. Bless them. Bless them, bless them, bless them. I speak blessings into their lives, and I believe you, God. Yeah, I see some of you going like that. I believe you, Father, to touch them. I believe you to raise them up. I believe you to do big things in their life. And I believe you to draw us all closer to you than we've ever been before. We love you. Tell God you love him. Tell Jesus you love him. Tell the Holy Spirit you love him. Whew, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Hey, y'all have a great day. If you can come tonight, Frank's gonna teach his heart out tonight. And if you want to hear something good, come hear him tonight. But you guys, all of y'all be blessed. Have a great day and a great week.